fun together.
Your Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox in College.
And we're off and running on a wonderfully wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And yes, reunited. Can you believe it?
Reunited.
Scott Geezy.
And it feels so good.
And your old pal Ironhead, both back in the studio.
Oh, God.
Ready and raring to go on what is a very nice Wednesday morning that
so
we
far.
Have in play here in the Valley of Happiness.
So far. So, hi, friends. How you doing? Yep. I took my little two-day sojourn, which we'll have to talk about because it was an interesting couple of days.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have an open line program. Let's start with that. All right. Oh, what are we going to talk about? Are you kidding? 814-954-7266. If you'd like to chime in on what we're talking about, you want to throw something else in, that's perfectly fine. That's why we call it an open line program. So I have to apologize to you. You had a show yesterday, I assume. I missed it because I was asleep.
What?
I was asleep.
How dare you?
Oh, folks. Something happened last week that I didn't talk about, didn't bring it up, didn't want to, but it happened last week. I had a birthday.
What?
I had a birthday last week. And it was the birthday, if you should know this, if it's the one where when you hit this number, you can actually start drawing from Social Security. I don't plan on doing that. Although, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's that one. And so this has been weighing on my mind recently. Like, okay, here it comes. I think we've mentioned before, the term work-life balance is a buzzword these days. I mean, people are throwing it out all the time. Work-life balance. You need to have work-life balance and all this sort of stuff. Okay. This is Scott. I'm more on the work end. All right, I'm a guy that likes to work. If it's this gig or if it's something at home or my old job or all that sort of stuff, I work. And recently I've been thinking about this and I've seen, well, guys going to like Yellowstone National Park, okay, going to those places, going to Florida, okay, that stuff. Where are you going later this month? You're going somewhere else later this month?
Yeah, back to North Carolina.
Okay. And other folks, friends, you know, hey, I went here. Hey, I went here. And I'm like, yeah, I went to, like, Milheim. Okay, wow. Nothing against Milheim. Okay, I love Milheim. But it's like, yeah, I went to Spring Mills. Okay, way to go for you.
Well.
And this has been weighing on my brain lately. Like, I got to get out more. And so a while back, I thought, daggone, I'm going to do it. Number one, big guy over here owes me because of all his trips. I'm like, okay.
Fair enough.
So I took 2 days and had a lot of fun, actually. Sunday, went to Gettysburg. I am a big history nut. I belong to a couple of Civil War groups. And they had a couple of hikes in Gettysburg on Sunday, which I thought, as a history geek, I thought, ah, this is cool. I want to find out more.
Little known fact, there was a battle during the Civil War.
Yes.
In Gettysburg.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's true. That's the one. Yeah, you hit it there. And so, Mr. Geek here, I'm out there early Sunday morning with actually a lot of other people. There must have been 30 or more people in this group, and we put our hiking shoes on, put on our long pants, you know, because remember Sunday, the weather, not the greatest, got a little wet, but we took a hike of what's called the wheat field, and if you know the Gettysburg history, you know that, although the wheat field is probably the most misunderstood part of the Battle of Gettysburg. It was an insane place. It was a wheat field. Now, today there's no wheat on it. It's just like tall grass. Kind of this open spot where Several thousand men died in one afternoon fighting each other. I mean, back and forth and back and forth. I mean, it was just insane. It was totally nuts, this piece of ground. Not very big, and ooh, it was, like, nasty. And we hiked over the whole area. Then we redid Pickett's Charge, which is, if you remember that from school, that was the famous event that was part of the Battle of Gettysburg. We actually crossed the field, which is about a mile wide. And as you're crossing this field, you're thinking, okay, I've got guys firing at me from literally three sides. And I'm brave enough to go marching right into the middle of this, which is either courageous or insane, or both. I think it's more both.
Wow.
All right? It was crazy. And just, we went marching across. We had two fantastic tour guides who I've met these guys before. They know it in their sleep. And we had a great time. It was wet. It was soggy. Yeah, okay. I had only one concern about this hike. And so we're done with the hike. And I'm starting to drive now to Philadelphia for another event. And I remember as I'm driving, it's, you know, from Gettysburg to Philadelphia, it's a considerable distance. At one point, I'm driving along and I slap the back of my neck. I'm thinking, what is that? It's like a gnat or a mosquito. Geez, I hope not. And I drive a little further and I think I did it a second time. I kind of slapped the back of my neck like, what the heck is that? So I get to my hotel in Philadelphia. And get in my room, and I'm, you know, sort of unpacking my stuff on Sunday night. And I did it again. Like, what is that? And I pulled my hand away, and here it's a tick. And I'm thinking, oh, no, 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 no. I even checked myself when I left Gettysburg. Like, okay, they've got a tick problem down there in tall grass, all right? If not just anywhere, but in the tall grass kind of where we were. There was a path, but there was, like, tall grass everywhere. I thought, okay, the rain, the ticks are going to go to sleep. They're not going to do anything wrong. So I get this tick. I'm like, oh, where'd you come from? So, of course, I headed right for the toilet. Bye, bud. Have a nice swim. Down he goes. And then, of course, the rest of the night, I'm like, I'm like scratching myself, like, as far as I know, I only had one. Okay, there we go. So then comes Monday. I had two adventures on Monday. I went down to see an old work buddy of mine. We used to work together for, oh my gosh, almost 20 years. And he and his wife now run a what's called a Goddard School. There's one of those in State College. It's a very terrific daycare from, like, not quite birth, but 6 months to, like, 5 years. And he always said, hey, if you're ever down here, well, I want to show you the place. Cool. Okay. So I was down there. So I go over, visit with he and his wife. He gives me the tour. Really terrific facility. All right, really great. I've never been to the Goddard School here in State College. I mean, I don't have little ones, but if it's like my friend Bill's, awesome, terrific place. They've done great things with it. They were getting ready for kindergarten graduation, which was almost hilarious. We go into their, they have a gymnasium, because this is a former Catholic school that the local parish down there kind of abandoned years ago, because it just kind of went under, all right? So the building's in good shape, so they took it over, and now it's a Goddard School with a gymnasium, like a full gymnasium. And the little ones are there, like 5 years old, and they've got their blue caps and gowns on, and they're singing songs, getting ready for their graduation ceremony. I mean, it was a hoot. It was an absolute hoot watching these little guys with their caps and gowns. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. So then my friend Bill says, hey, let's go out to lunch. I said, great. Where do you want to go? I know. So we hop in this car, take a short drive to an Orthodox Jewish deli.
Ah.
Jaime's Deli. Now, if you're from Philadelphia or that area, you've probably have heard of Jaime's Deli. They claim to have the best Reuben sandwich on earth. It says so right in the menu. So we sit down at the table. The place is full of people for lunch. Really cool place. I mean, it's part deli. All right. Actually, let's see. Hold on. I've got a picture for my buddy here to prove that I was actually there. Where's my picture? That's not what I want. Where's the picture? Here it is. All right. Jaime's Deli. Look at that. Look at those fish.
Look wonderful.
That's a genuine deli with, I don't know what fish those are. I mean, it's like the whole fish. Okay, not part of a fish. It's not that a fillet. It's a whole freaking fish.
Yep.
He's got a pile of them there. I'm like, okay, this is a real Jewish deli. There we go. So we go to the Jewish deli. I have the Reuben. Now I like Reubens. Most Reubens I have a little bit of meat in them. Not this one. This thing was packed with meat.
That's the way it should be.
If I hadn't been traveling, I would have eaten half the sandwich and taken the other half home. But I was traveling, so I woofed down the whole sandwich.
There you go.
Man, was I full. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, that's a huge sandwich. They had a pickle bar there, of course, kosher pickles.
Naturally.
Had a pickle bar, so I got free pickles. And I'm just looking around, and it's like, this is a pretty cool place. Orthodox Jewish Deli. Jaime's Deli. Like, okay, I want to go to Jaime's again sometime. That was fun. So we're done. I say my goodbyes to my friend Bill. I then drive to Northeast Philadelphia, which with traffic, that took about 45 minutes. Not that far. 45 minutes to meet with a couple of old college buddies of mine that I have not seen in decades. And one of the guys is from Northeast Philly originally. His mom still lives there, like I think she's 84 years old, in this housing development that is just, I mean, people on top of people, cars on top of cars. These townhouses, all not very big, just kind of giant buildings and so on. It's like, wow. And my friend had lived, or my friend's mother's lived there for many decades. So we meet up with my friends Ken and Joe, and we're going to a Philadelphia Phillies game.
Hey, hey, hey.
On Monday night. It's interesting. Now, our studio here is on Science Park Road, in what's called the Citizens Bank Building, if you know where that is. Well, Monday night, I was at Citizens Bank Park. I tell you what, this bank, they got a bank, they got a building, they got a park. That's amazing, okay?
Well done.
I've never been to Citizens Bank Park. I've been to a Phillies game, but that was ages ago at the Vet. Remember Veterans Stadium? Oh, a long time ago. So we go to Citizens Bank Park. Before we go there, we go to a rather well-known restaurant down there called Chickie and Pete's, which is a gigantic sports bar restaurant. I mean, it's the biggest one I think I've ever been in. It was huge. And we get a seat, and we have Chickie and Pete's fries, which is essentially Old Bay seasoning on fries. Okay, fine. But that was tasty. Now, of course, we're in Philadelphia, so we all have... What did we have? Take a guess. We're in Philadelphia, so you have to have a...
Well, obviously, everybody has to have the famous Philadelphia potatoes. You enjoyed a big baked potato.
Well, no, that was the Chickie and Pete's fries. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Now, some people... This is a little known fact.
Yes.
Have cheesesteaks when they go to Philadelphia. But undoubtedly you took part in Philadelphia's famous potatoes and enjoyed a big
Actually, I went obscure and went for the cheesesteak.
What?
It was incredible. I went for the cheesesteak.
How was that?
I went obscure. Went for the cheesesteak, all right? Which was, you know, very tasty. And now Chickie and Pete's is right down the street from Citizens Bank Park. So a lot of people in there with Phillies shirts on. Now Monday, the Phillies, well actually they're still playing, I think. The Phillies playing the Cubs.
Yes, they will wrap up that series with what we call the rubber game.
The rubber
this
game.
This afternoon. Yes,
there you go. Well, my friend Ken is from Philadelphia. Diehard Philadelphia fan. My friend Joe, for whatever reason, is a Cubs fan. So he's wearing his Cubs blue shirt. All right. There were a few other people with Cubs blue shirts on. All right. That was interesting. So we have a nice meal, and then we go to the ball game. And Citizens Bank Park is phenomenal. And PNC Park is phenomenal. Oriole Park, I'm an Orioles fan, Oriole Park started it all 30-whatever years ago. And phenomenal park. Citizens Bank Park, I mean, just awesome. Just what a great place. Life-size statue of Harry Callis in the concourse area, so people were getting their pictures taken with Harry Callis, like the statue of Harry Callis. Whitey Ashburn Way was there. You know, it's a stretch there of the concourse. I can say I met Harry Callis once upon a time. I met Whitey Ashburn once upon a time. That was about 30-something years ago or thereabouts. Just a great place. Now, our our seats were literally one row from the top of the stadium. I mean, we are in nosebleed land.
Bob Uecker territory.
I mean, I think it's even north of where Uecker would go. I mean, it was way up there. But right behind home plate. Like, okay, I like this. This is a great spot. And I'm thinking, okay, here's the deal, Scott. They're going to play the game. Game's going to be over. We're going to go back to my friend Ken's house. I'm going to get my car and drive home.
Uh-huh.
All right? That was the plan.
Seemed like a pretty solid plan.
They went to extra innings.
Uh-huh.
on Monday night, I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, let's throw out the plans. Holy mackerel. But it was a great game. Phillies won in 11 innings. I'll be honest, I haven't been to a major league game in a long time. Shame on me. Mm. Watched them on TV, just, again, work life, all that stuff. So some of the rule changes, of course, recently, Major League Baseball, the pitch count, all right, has definitely picked up the speed of the game, no doubt about it. If they had gone 9 innings, we'd have been done at 9:30. All right? Now, again, our Pirates games start at 6:45. The Phillies game started at 6:45. Does everybody start at 6:45? Maybe I haven't noticed.
Most folks now
really?
In that neighborhood.
I mean, it used to be 7:30.
Yep.
Now they start at 6:45, and with the sort of, you know, picking up the speed of the game, the average game now is done by 9:30. Like, okay, I'm not complaining. It's like, that's great. All right, that's wonderful. Except when you go to extra innings. All right, that didn't work. So they get to the 11th inning. Of course, the rule changed. Now you put a guy on second base, and the idea is, okay, you got a guy, a runner, now let's play. So the 11th inning, the Cubs put a guy on second base. First guy gets a hit. Okay, there's a run. You know, my friend Joe is celebrating. Woo-hoo! Like, hey! That's all they could push across. Bottom of the 11th inning, Phillies put a guy on second base. First guy gets a hit. Okay, now it's 3-3. My God, I'm going to be here till midnight. Oh, holy smokes. But then the Phillies played it smarter than the Cubs. They started playing some small ball. They had two straight guys bunt. And the idea, it's a sacrifice bunt, move the guy over. Well, the Cubs, I don't want to say they misplayed the bunts, but they hesitated in both instances, and both Phillies runners, safe, at first base. Now the bases are loaded with no outs. And I'm thinking, okay, buddy, fly ball, good fly ball. That's all you got to do. And the Cubs bring in, they've got 5 men in the infield because it's like we can't afford a fly ball. They had only 2 outfielders, which just looked weird. All right, in left center and right center, they had 2 outfielders. Sure enough, the next Phillies batter rocks one. And it's like, game over.
Oh.
Okay, boom, that's it. And the lights go off and people are cheering and all this other stuff.
You know what I've noticed is sometimes he who hesitates is lost.
Well, the Cubs...
what I've noticed.
The Cubs lost.
See if that catches on.
They kind of misplayed both bunts. They didn't quite know what to do. And the Phillies runners were able to leg it out. And that was it. That was a deal. I mean, it was a beautiful ballpark, just gorgeous. This must be a city thing. We don't have this here, and I guess maybe I'm thankful for this. Lots of billboards for lawyers, okay? And so as I'm driving around, either on my own or with my friend Ken, I'm looking at these billboards. They're everywhere. And, of course, if you're a lawyer, you have to put your face on the billboard. All right, so there's all these lawyer billboards featuring guys, and by the way, they were all guys, all right, faces, with creative material, all right. one billboard, their tagline was, "Go broke or go bald."
There you go.
Featuring two lawyers who are both bald.
Oh.
It's like, okay, go broke or go get the bald guy. All right, he'll get you out of trouble. During the game, again, big, gigantic video board beyond the outfield fence. Just humongous video board.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point during the game, they put an ad up for another local lawyer. And this guy's tagline, Joe and I just saw this like, what the heck is that? This guy's tagline is, pray for peace, prepare for trial. And we're like, pray for peace, prepare for trial. Okay, I'm not sure if this guy's talking about Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, or if he's talking about Philadelphia. Pray for peace, prepare for trial. Like, okay, that's a great tagline. So, of course, like Beaver Stadium, the game is over. Getting out of the parking lot is a lot of fun. Yes, not really. Philadelphia drivers are quite creative, a little too creative. So we finally get to my friend Ken's house, and I'm like, he's like, are you sure you're going to drive this? I'm like, yes, I got to get home tonight. So my friend Joe is going to another relative south of Philadelphia, so we bid him farewell. Ken's like, you sure you're okay? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm cool. All right, so I get in my car. It's, 11 o'clock at night now. And, yeah, I'm kind of like, whew, okay, I'm driving all the way home. Here we go. So I get in my car. Luckily, my friend lives rather close to the turnpike. So I get to the turnpike and just go. Boom. Yes, I made a nice payment to the state of Pennsylvania to use the turnpike. And I'm only going to Harrisburg, for goodness sakes.
Yep.
It's like $18 is the toll to go from Philadelphia to Harrisburg. But 11 o'clock at night, I'm like, I don't care. I got to get going. So I'm flying along, doing great. It's amazing. Not much traffic at midnight or 1 a.m. Where's everybody? Where were you? All right. Thankfully. There we go. I get to Harrisburg. Pouring rainstorm. I'm like, ugh. So I got the windshield. Boom, 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 boom. Windshield wipers. Trucks passing me. Right up in my windshield. I'm thinking, oh, man. So I keep on driving. I make one stop at a convenience store because I thought, okay, I got to take a break here. Go use the men's room. Just kind of wake up a little bit. Okay, I'm fine. Get back in the car. Start driving again. I get to Lewistown. It's after 2 a.m. now. This is yesterday. It's after 2 a.m. now. And I'm really starting to get tired. I'm starting to get like, oh, man. So I go to my secret weapon. In my car, I have a CD of songs that one of my daughters made for me years ago, like a mixtape. And she thought, these are songs that Dad would like. Well, Dad likes some of them. Others, yeah, okay,
oh,
whatever.
Boy.
All right. So I pop this thing on. I was listening to the radio, but I pop this thing on, turn up the sound, pick some songs. Weird Al Yankovic is on this gig. Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
Yep.
Amish Paradise. My Bologna.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, just classic songs. Alan Jackson and the late, great Jimmy Buffett. And I start singing at the top of my lungs.
It's the way to do it.
All right. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Now, that's supposed to be 5 p.m.,
well,
not 5 a.m.
I mean, it's 5 a.m. somewhere,
okay,
too.
Yikes. So, and also,
hey, you can't drink all day unless you start early, baby.
And Luciano Pavarotti. I am singing up Route 322. Thank God my windows were not open because, well, nobody was out at that hour. Anyway, I get all the way home at like 2:45 yesterday.
With a hoarse voice and an exhausted body.
Actually, yes and yes.
Yes.
So I get inside. I'm like tiptoeing around, trying to be quiet. I hit the sack, and I was out. So I missed.
Forget about it.
I missed your whole show yesterday.
Were your dreams sweet, at least?
I didn't have any dreams. I was so
you
tired.
You had them. You just don't remember.
I don't remember.
We all
them.
Have.
I was so tired. Bam. Down.
That's
I
what
went.
I've been told.
All right. That was my adventure. I am starting to live life more. which sounds weird and creepy and freaky. Oh, gosh, people want to call in now. we got to take a break because we got to get to our sports segment. Caller, let's do this real fast.
Yeah, good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Okay, real fast. Got you beat, Scott. I drove home one time by myself from Coral Gables, Florida.
Oh, man.
Straight through.
Oh, I've never done that. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, and I loved every second of it. I think I remember.
All right,
it was somewhere around Hickory, North Carolina. I took a little siesta, but I still made good time.
I was going to say, how did you stay awake?
Yeah, and my one real quick thing about vacations and stuff. I go to Stone Valley Lake, now known as Lake Perez, because it's about a 7 to 10 minute walk if I got my coon dog out my back door.
There you go.
There you go.
Did you have any tricks to staying awake on the trip up there?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Not really. You know, you have a couple of those times after about 3 or 4 hours, you think, I don't know if I can do this, and then you kind of catch second wind, third wind, fourth wind. Once I got to Richmond, Virginia, I knew I could make it.
Wow.
Man.
You're a better man than me.
Yeah, that is. Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Okay.
Have a good day, Jeff. Hey. Looking forward to the wrestling this weekend. Let's bring home a couple winners.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it as well. Final X for freestyle wrestling. It'll set the world team for the United States. And, yep, there should be some really, really good matches there.
Yeah, like everybody's a Penn Stater or something.
Well, there's a lot.
There's a lot of them. That's incredible. All right, let's take a break. We'll find out more about sports when we come back from our break. And later on, open line time again. Gosh, what will we talk about? Trump's doing what to this week? Oh, huh? Yeah, all that stuff. And a lot of local things going on, too. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. PIM, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. It's Hump Day. You celebrate as you see fit here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And this is the time, well, a little later than the normal time, but, you know, around the time where we take a check of the sports scene. And so that is exactly what we will do today. NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships get underway today in Eugene, Oregon. Penn State has five individual qualifiers and a relay team that will be competing in the championships, which will run through Saturday. Florence Karen leads the Penn State contingent. She will be running in both the women's 5,000 and the women's 10,000 meters. Maddie Ullum of Penn State will be in the women's 3,000 meter steeplechase. Maddie Pitts will be competing in the heptathlon for the Nittany Lions. Penn State will have two runners in the men's 800 meters. Big Ten champion Alan Clay and Handel Robin, and the men's 4x400 relay team will also be in action this week. All of the action gets underway today. For Penn State, we'll have the two 800-meter runners in the semifinals, and then the men's 4x400 relay team will also be in semifinal action, all of that tonight in Eugene, Oregon. Three members of the Penn State baseball team earning all-region honors, junior pitcher Ryan DeSanto, junior outfielder Paxton Kling, and redshirt sophomore-designated hitter Jack Porter, all earning ABC All-Region East second-team accolades. Penn State has only had three All-Region selections in a single season, three times now in program history. Last year, this year, in 1973. This marks the first time, therefore, that Penn State has had three All-Region selections in back-to-back seasons, and again, all three are back next year. Among Big Ten schools, only Indiana and Oregon with four apiece had more selections. And Penn State and St. Joseph's are the only Pennsylvania schools to have multiple honorees. Penn State women's volleyball freshman Gabrielle Nichols has been named to the under-19 USA Women's Volleyball National Team that will be competing at the World Championships in Croatia and Serbia in early July. Nichols is a middle blocker and hails from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Penn State women's tennis coach Alexandra McIntyre and assistant coach Michael Mucci have been announced as the ITA Northeast Regional Coach and Assistant Coach of the Year. McIntyre and Mucci guiding the Nittany Lions to a 14-10 overall record, 5-8 in Big Ten matches. The win total is Penn State's most since 2013. The Nittany Lions went 10-2 at home, 6-0 in non-conference play. Penn State also had a 4-3 victory over then 14th-ranked USC. That was the highest-ranked win in the last 20 years for the program. Nittany Lions wrapped up the season ranked 55th in the ITA poll. The team was ranked for each of the final 11 weeks of the poll and got up as high as number 33 in the rankings. In the postseason ITA regional rankings, Penn State finishing number one in the Northeast region. The State College Spikes falling last night at Frederick. 10-3 was the final. The Keys jumped out to a 7-1 lead after the first two innings and coasted to the victory from there. Dylan LaPointe was 2-for-4 and drove in all three runs for State College. The Spikes will continue that series at Frederick tonight in a 7 o'clock start. Well, it was fun while it lasted, wasn't it, kids? The Pirates' four-game win streak coming to a crashing halt last night as the Marlins down the Bucks 3-2. Mitch Keller, another quality start, and another loss. Thank you, dear Pirates offense. Keller giving up three runs over six innings. Keller has a 3.72 earned run average over his last 12 starts. And has an 0-8 record to show for it, with the team going 2-10 in those 12 starts. Key Brian Hayes and O'Neill Cruz tried to get the Pirates back in it. They both hit solo home runs in the eighth inning, but alas, the Buccos again fall 3-2. Pittsburgh will try to take the series with a win today. First pitch at PNC Park is set for 12:35 this afternoon. Airtime will be at 12:10 on your home for Pirates baseball all season long. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. The Philadelphia Phillies lost to the Cubs last night, 8-4. Chicago rallied from a 4-3 deficit with a couple of runs in the sixth and three more in the eighth. Ian Happ belted a pair of home runs to lead the Chicago offense. Alec Bohm and Max Kepler each had a couple of RBI. Kepler homering for Philadelphia. Phillies have fallen five games behind the New York Mets now in the National League East. The rubber game of that series will be this afternoon at 1:05. Conflicting reports out there. Penn State reportedly, according to On3, signing an eight-figure private capital deal with Elevate. The story in On3 says UCLA and Penn State signed the same deal with Elevate, making those athletic departments the first ones to take on private capital. This has been discussed a lot, and it's expected a lot of schools are going to do this. Penn State Athletic Director Pat Kraft, though, in a statement on Monday, denied that Penn State has agreed to a private equity deal. Ross Dellinger says that Kraft told him, quote, Elevate serves as our partner in ticketing strategy and operations. To clarify, our relationship is strictly limited to these services. We have no affiliation or involvement with any private equity firm or fund, unquote. The supposed deal coming days after the settlement of the House versus NCAA case, where a federal judge has granted final approval to permit schools to directly pay student athletes on their campuses. The settlement establishes a 10-year revenue-sharing model, which allows athletic departments to distribute $20.5 million in revenue to their athletes. This goes into effect on July 1st. Elevate a global sports and marketing agency, partnering with private equity firm Velocity Capital Management and Texas Permanent School Fund Corporation. And this is from Onward State. Those two then provide schools with money and resources to develop revenue-generating projects. Onward State saying that on Monday, it announced a $500 million private capital fund to help college sports athletic departments navigate the revenue-sharing era. It is known as the College Investment Initiative and provides a new funding source for athletics programs pursuing projects such as facility upgrades and renovations. According to the On Three-Story, Penn State and UCLA will reportedly be Elevate's first two clients, with others expected to shortly follow suit. Aaron Rodgers is in Steelers camp. Aaron Rodgers is married.
Yeah. Well,
and Aaron Rodgers,
what the heck is that?
Apparently has a lot of respect for Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. TJ Watt not in minicamp. Eagles have a pretty drama-free camp going. Everybody that was expected at Eagles minicamp is there, and things seem to be humming along for the world champion Steelers with a lot of questions. A couple of stories. There was reading Joey Porter really working here to clean up the penalties heading into the upcoming season. They're working on some mental components of the game, but also just some technical aspects of how he plays cornerback moving forward. So it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out. Again, the College World Series gets underway later this week. We have action on Friday and Saturday. It'll be on Friday, Coastal Carolina against Arizona and Oregon State against Louisville. UCLA, the only Big Ten school involved, will take on first-time College World Series participant Murray State on Saturday. That'll be the 2 o'clock game. And then Saturday night will be Arkansas and LSU. So those are the remaining teams in the College World Series. Stanley Cup Finals will resume tomorrow, 8 o'clock, with the Panthers hosting the Oilers. Panthers are up 2-1 in that best-of-seven series. And tonight, Game 3 of the NBA Finals, with the Pacers hosting the Thunder. That series is even at one game apiece. Today, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, after our little program, Let's Talk wraps up at 10 o'clock. We'll join the Dan Patrick Show. We'll have Fox Sports all the way till 12:10 this afternoon. That's when we'll join Pirates baseball coverage as the Buccos take on the Marlins. Depending on when that game wraps up, we'll have at least some of Jim Galati's show airing somewhere there between 3 and 4. Then from 4 to 6, it'll be Jed Donahue and the Pennsylvania Sports Network. And then we will have the full hour of the Keystone Kickoff show with Jim Galati that will run from 6 to 7. And then we're back to Fox Sports. And a quick reminder that on Friday, we will have a doubleheader of sorts. We'll have the PIAA AAA softball state championship game with Bald Eagle Area taking on Pine Grove. Our coverage will get underway at 1:20 on Friday afternoon. Now, the beloved Pittsburgh Pirates have a game against the Chicago Cubs starting at 2:20 on Friday afternoon. If you do the quick math there, I know she can be very efficient, but we're not, Sarah Albright's not going to get off the that game done before the 2:20 start. But if she is as efficient as she was in the semifinals, we might only miss an inning or two here of Pirates baseball. Regardless, we will join the Buccos in progress after Bald Eagle Area wins its state championship. And then we'll have the Keystone Kickoff show airing at 6 o'clock on Friday as well. So 6 to 7 will be the Keystone kickoff show with Jim Galante on Friday, as we have to adjust things both today and Friday with his show due to our baseball and softball obligations. So that's a little look at what's coming up here as well on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We'll take a break here and be back with much more on a glorious Wednesday morning. You're listening to Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, and we appreciate that.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include WTAJ, Five Star Power Sports, Snyder's Concessions, Krep Service and Sales, Courthouse Pub, and Fullington Trailways.
Ready to relax in style? Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is giving you the chance to win a Watkins 735L hot tub by Hot Springs at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th. This six-person luxury spa is built for the ultimate backyard escape. Loaded with powerful jets for a full-body massage experience, LED mood lighting for the perfect ambience, energy-efficient technology that saves money while keeping the water warm, and the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the leader in comfort and innovation. Entering is easy. Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall now, or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to bring home this incredible Watkins 735L hot tub from Hot Springs. Check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit our Center Hall location to view our full lineup of Hot Springs spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our lineup of Imagine Pools and Ocean Reef fiberglass pools. Make a splash this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota Compact Tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th Annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open at 814-954-7266. And ladies and gentlemen, it is National Corn on the Cob Day. Are you kidding me?
Really?
And after you down that corn on the cob, it's time to celebrate National German Chocolate Cake Day!
Oh!
Hello!
Oh.
It's also International Lynx Day and National Making Life Beautiful Day.
You should do that every day.
I don't get that.
Right.
Well, German chocolate cake every day isn't going to hurt a doggone thing either. So, go out and celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. It is also International Yarn Bombing Day.
Who?
You can, this is what it says. You can join a world of other creative knitters and crocheters by yarn bombing or covering your town or area with your beautiful, colorful, and of course, fun yarn creations.
Oh, okay.
So you go out there and enjoy International Yarn Bombing Day.
International.
Too. That is correct. This isn't just a domestic thing.
All right.
We're going big time. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Okay, I got confused on the international, what'd you say, Corn on the Cob Day week or month?
Corn on the Cob Day and International Yarn Bombing Day.
Why would today be Corn on the Cob
that
Day?
That is a good question.
There's no corn.
Here's why I'm calling, because the last I looked, I think the planet is spherical and it has like an equator. And you can check with Joe Pistardi on this. I think there's like a northern hemisphere and a southern, and like we're like going in different directions on any given day in the calendar. So how can it be international? I mean, right here in Center PA, we're just like coming on to strawberries, you know.
Yes.
So, and corn on cobs, what? I mean, probably the end of the month at the earliest, you know, you get the early varieties of sweet corn. I'm not getting that. But getting back to the, as grad, I guess students, we used to, maybe kids still do this. They used to take rolls of toilet paper. That's what that yarn thing kind of sounds like. You kind of decorate your neighbor's yard. But it probably takes a lot more skill to knit. I mean, you got to really knit quick to come up with enough yardage to, you know, make it interesting for your neighbor.
Yeah, I don't know national or international TP, your neighbor's house day is, but that's, I think that's at a later date.
There's a question. You know how the argument it always is, there's always a good and bad with the new technology as we progress through history. And I remember before the kids would use their phones to show up and do something despicable. And not saying kids. Actually, I guess even old people do despicable things as a group, too. But I remember they used the phones when phones were just becoming available. These would be the smartphones. And there would be, like, spontaneous choirs. Do you remember that? and they would sing Christmas carols like spontaneously, and then like everybody would meet at a certain spot. But so, you know, I think some of the spontaneity can, I don't know, I always seem to focus on the negative stuff, but this technology can be used for good things too.
Sure. So, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Flash, sounds like you're talking about a flash mob.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what they called it, the flash mob.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, when they first came out, it wasn't about, like, teaching somebody a lesson. It was about singing a Christmas carol.
Yeah, or doing a dance routine, or yes.
Now, the flash mobs are not really spontaneous. They are planned in advance, and these people go somewhere, and at a certain time or something, they start their maneuver. They start singing, dancing, whatever. And if you're just like, what the heck is that? And you're watching it, it's kind of cool. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I misunderstood. I thought they were using some of the technology we carry in our pocket to, you know, kind of, you know, like you say, we have a routine that you practice, and then it's like, okay, we're going to meet over here and do it in the next 30 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, and somebody sends out a signal, and at the exact moment, they all go into their routine. It's pretty wild to see.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, since then, it's like I say, it's like a group of kids met, and they smashed the windows out and grabbed all the stuff they could, and they had their masks on from COVID, and there they go.
So, all right, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I agree. We need more flash mobs to protest.
Good flash mobs.
To protest. That's a much better way to go about protesting.
Yeah, flash mobs don't normally like start fires and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they do dance routines and sing and have fun.
The common thread is, I guess they call it all performance art.
Yeah.
So if you can get the vibe and you get people to kind of tune in, you can deliver a message, whether it be left or right, up or down. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
But yeah, I like it.
Beautiful Wednesday morning.
It is.
I'm shirking my duties. I got 200 foot of hedge I got to trim.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
I hate that. You know.
Let the record clearly show.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we appreciate the phone call. Wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thanks
on your
for the
day's
call.
There duties.
We go. All right. 814-954-7266. Actually, I need some help. I'm going to assume somebody out there who's listening is Jewish.
Finally realized.
Somebody out there listening is Jewish. I need you to explain something for me. I'm a naturally curious fellow. I'd like to find out new things. So I encountered this on Monday in my travels when I went to Jaime's Deli, okay, in Philadelphia.
Alrighty.
And my friend Bill and I go in. It's close to him. And we're waiting in the front of the restaurant for someone to show us to a table. And my friend Bill points to this case, okay? And in this case are desserts, including some of the tallest cakes I have ever seen. I mean, we're talking layers of cake. And my friend Bill points this out to me. He's like, look at that. And I said, that's the tallest cake I think I've ever seen. You're supposed to eat all of that? Holy mackerel. And I mentioned, you know, driving home late Monday night, I'm playing Weird Al Yankovic, all right, just trying to stay awake.
Uh-huh.
And he has a song, Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, which is a hilarious song. And it's been around for many years. And there's a line in the song about, you know, again, Weird Al, who I believe is Jewish. I think Al is Jewish. I think I've got that right. I think he is. So he can make fun of Jewish because he's Jewish himself. The rest of us probably, if I did it, I'd get in trouble or something like that. But there's a line in the song that has always mystified me. Like, okay, why is that even in there? And it's like the line in the song is, have some cake, you want some cake. And all of a sudden, I'm in this Jewish deli Monday, and here's this gigantic cake. And while we're sitting, eating, you know, enjoying our lunch, a server walks by with this, going to a table, with a humongous slice of cake. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a Jewish thing. I don't understand. What is it between being Jewish and cake? These big, I mean, folks, we're talking several. This cake must have been, what is that? Is that about a foot? This cake must have been a foot tall.
That's a tall cake.
And I'm thinking, is this a Jewish thing? Like, tall cakes? I've never, that line's in the song. I've always wondered, what does that mean? What's with the cake? And then I go to a Jewish deli, and there's this giant cake. And I'm thinking, Jewish people like giant cakes? I don't understand. We'll take a break in a moment. If you're Jewish and you're willing to call in, explain to me the thing with the giant cake. I don't get it. I don't understand. Now I understand the line in the song. Okay, he's talking about cake. Well, here's what he's talking about. Foot-tall cakes. I'm thinking, I'm supposed to eat all that? Oh, my gosh. Anyway. All right, let's take a break. Yes, we have to talk about Trump and company. Of course we do. And other interesting things. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Yep, we'll do all that and have cake or something when we come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Duttery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, Five Star Mitsubishi, Wetzler Funeral Home, Sleep In and Comfort Suites, Carson Disposal, Best Line Power Sports, and WTAJ.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember Pamp for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. Pamp has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much.
I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State College. Let's talk here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is wide open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. If there's something you just got to get off of your chest, if there's some praise you want to give, if there's an event coming up that you'd like to tell us about and share with the audience, if there's something you attended that you would like to share your thoughts on, all of that would be wonderful uses of the phone line this morning and of our airtime here on Let's Talk. Again, phone number is 814-954-7266. I did have some fun up at the Career Services Building on the Penn State campus yesterday afternoon with the FFA. And thank you to Lydia Everhart and the crew for asking me and allowing me to be part of it. And they have, we were told, 6,000, over 6,000 high school students in FFA on the Penn State campus for some opportunities to grow into a career here in farming or farming-related fields. And the small part we had yesterday, there were six of us, three groups of two, and we set it up as though this was kind of a job fair type of setting. And I think we had, forgetting now if it was seven or nine possibilities that the kids said ahead of time what it was that they would be interested in applying for. So we were a couple of representatives of whatever company they were looking at applying to. And again, this was more of a job fair setting, not an official, like, job interview setting. And so it was neat. We ended up, I think we had 15 students that we ended up talking to, and we did it in just, we would do a 5-minute segment, then they would leave the room. We'd kind of grade them on different things, overall presentation, kind of, you know, did they do a good job getting the business cards or the resume out, eye contact, all of the things that you'd expect. A lot of the kids were just really, really sharp, very impressive backgrounds and involvement. And again, these are FFA kids, so I'm sure they are doing some video gaming and all of that. But my goodness, when you listening to some of the details that some of them provided on what they do with their days between school in many cases, athletics, and then helping out either on their own family farm or on neighbors or somebody that they know. And then the one girl already has her own flower business. They had a card with, she's been running, I think she was a junior. She's been running this flower business for over a year. Just very impressive, group of kiddos. A lot of fun. I think they enjoyed it. Again, it's just trying to get them comfortable, more familiar with the settings. And I mentioned yesterday, it did reaffirm, having gone through it now, my belief that this is something that probably should be done just across the board with young people. Get them, and especially in this day and age where I think increasingly a number of young people are not put in any kind of formal face-to-face setting very often. Even their own communication, again, we talked about it. When you're out at dinner sometime, just look around the restaurant and the number of people who are sitting. Again, it could be a family of four. And I mentioned, I just saw this the other week. Four people, clearly parents and kiddos, and all four with food in front of them, just consumed by the cell phones. Yeah. Like not talking with one another, not looking at each other, not really eating much of the food that they presumably came out to eat. They were getting around to it, but all four of them just consumed by their cell phones. And I think it is important probably for all of us, but for young people to get some of that face-to-face interaction. I was really impressed with the kids and their willingness to present themselves, to have a conversation with a couple of strangers, and to really give a good background on what they have done and kind of the direction they see their lives going and what they are hoping to accomplish in the coming years. It was a really neat event. It went largely the way I was hoping and expecting it to, and really, really grateful I had the opportunity to do that yesterday. It was a whole lot of fun. So, again, thank you to everybody. Especially Lydia Everhart for allowing me to take part in it. It was kind of reassuring on the future direction here, because I'm telling you, these kids overall very sharp, really, really clear vision of what they, even where they, when I say clear vision, I mean, they want to be out and being productive and teaching and educating, and they want to learn more. In some cases, I'm like, I'm not really sure. A couple times, it's like, what's your five-year plan? It's like, well, I think I'm going to college, and then I don't know. I'm like, well, that's perfectly fine. I'm now 40 years removed from, almost 40 years removed from college, yeah. And I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up. So you don't need to rush into that.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, we haven't grown up yet. All right, so maybe you never grow up, and that may not be a bad thing.
No, but this was a cool event. The kids ought to be very proud of the way they're conducting themselves and the lives they're leading.
I've done something similar, now not with FFA. There's a group called Academic Decathlon. Penns Valley is really big into this, and they have a terrific team every year. And they do an event, which Penns Valley normally hosts. And I've signed up for this thing for several years where kids come in, and we do an interview with them. And so they hand us a resume, not a business card. They hand us a resume. And then our job is to sort of pepper the kid with questions. And a lot of these kids, I mean, the upperclassmen, they probably have done it before, and so they know the routine. The youngsters, freshmen and sophomores, they walk in, they're really nervous. You know, they look a little sheepish. All right, and then they sit down, and we start firing questions at them. And it's not we're not trying to grill them. The idea is you're going through a job interview. This is what a job interview is like. And I agree with you. All kids should do this. All high school kids should do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not a thing where you get an A or a D or an F or something.
Right.
It's go through the experience of a real job interview. How fast can you think on your feet? Are you a good talker? Do you fidget too much? Do you look around the room while you're answering questions and all this sort of stuff? That must have been a fun event yesterday. I've done something similar, and it's the good news is there are good, hardworking kids out there that I will have no problem sort of handing the mantle off to them at some point to say, okay, you're in charge now.
Well, and it's funny too, because one of the things that I think is probably worth keeping in mind is, you know, this was the opinion of six of us, and again, really, they were given three opinions. We kind of combined. We had one grade for each table. So, but even within the two of us, there's different things that we would like. It's kind of when you watch like American Idol or one of those judging shows on TV, right? So every now and then you have somebody that's like, man, I really like that you took that song in that direction and went that way. And then there's another judge that's like, I didn't care for that at all. That was awful. I don't think you should have done that. And it's one of the things, so one of the kids was very talkative. And again, pluses and minuses. Some people are really going to like that. It's like, yeah, I like the detail. Now, they had 5 minutes here for the interaction. So, ideally, I think maybe 45 seconds to a minute on the answers would have been ideal for most of the questions we were asking and given. And, you know, some were shorter, some were longer. The one kiddo came out of the gate asking a couple of questions about the company that they were applying for, that we were supposedly in charge of. And I actually liked it because of the questions they asked. My cohort, who does job interview, he does a lot of hiring, kind of an HR type of role, and he's like, no, I didn't like that. I'm like, for me, it depended on the questions, but the questions she was asking I thought were very good. And in a job fair setting, I think one of the things, yeah, you want to find out, hey, is this going to be a good fit? So she was kind of asking about the community involvement of the company and whether or not there were some things we'd be willing to do to expand. And I thought it'd be one thing, like, you don't want to come in and so, before we get started, what kind of benefits do you give and how many weeks vacation do I get out of the game? Like, yeah, no, that's not a great way to start. But if you're asking the right questions, I like that. My cohort's like, let us ask the questions. I'm like, well, if it's good questions. So, but different people, again, are going to react differently. Sometimes you like different things. And, you know, it was one of the things, the one girl happened to be a high school wrestler, which, oddly enough, piqued my, well, you had me at wrestling. Okay. Let's talk some of what you're learning from the sport. So, again, you just never know where a connection can be made. And it's one of the things they were talking about is, you know, you're looking to make a connection. Obviously, you want to make the connection with the company and how you could be an asset for it in whatever position. But there's all kinds of ways to make connections, obviously, with other people. So it was just it was a fun experience. The other thing that was interesting to me, and I'm just not that familiar with FFA, obviously, so a lot of the folks are wearing, and if you're up on campus, if you were up yesterday, you're up today, you're going to see the blue jackets all over the place. I mean, they are all over.
Got to have the jacket.
Yes. And a lot of them have, you know, Athens FFA, you know, various towns. And then I'm seeing a few of them walk by. My cohort caught me. I'm like, Captain Jack? FFA? It's like, yeah, not all of them go by town names. Like, some of them just have names. And Captain Jack, FFA, is the Mount Union area, I learned, yesterday. And I'm like, wow, I think that would be part of the fun. I don't think I would want to have the town name. I think I'd want the fun of creating a name. And several of them do have, and there's some pretty, Captain Jack stood out to me as an especially attention-getting FFA name. But anyways, a lot of fun. Thanks again to everybody who allowed yours truly to be involved this year. Hopefully we get to do that again next year.
Now, that's the Captain Jack FFA, not the Captain Morgan FFA. You got to watch out for those kids.
Well, right. I mean, Captain Jack is not a bad way to spend a Friday night either.
The Captain Morgan FFA, you know. They go into the pose with the raised leg, and it's like, yeah. Okay, how old are you? Okay, that's not good. Now, that sounds like a very cool event. FFA is awesome. I mean, just, now granted, I'm from Penns Valley, a rural area. I'm very familiar with FFA. So, that, and State College, you know, has a very good FFA chapter. You wouldn't think it with State College until you take the time to realize, no, there's a lot of rural farming areas.
Oh, yeah.
That are part of that school district. They really are. And so, Penns Valley and FFA, or I'm sorry, Penns Valley and State College FFA did that donkey basketball game at Penns Valley a number of weeks ago where, God forbid, I was the announcer. That was hilarious. But that was just a fun event, and the room was full.
Hey, hey, hey!
FFA is very popular, so, and very important. They teach good things to those kids. And yes, you gotta have the blue jacket.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's like an athletic jacket, all right? Although, I don't know, athletic jackets aren't as hot as they used to be in the old days. With FFA, you gotta get the jacket, all right? If you're an FFA jacket maker, you've got business forever. So there we go.
True enough.
Great. All right. One thing, and then we'll take a break, and yes, then we'll talk about Trump and company. Oh, for goodness sakes, we can't avoid them. This is something I've been waiting for. Now, maybe, all right, I got this card here while I was away. Maybe other folks got the card. I've been waiting for this, free shredding event.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right, this is our friends from the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority.
Let the party begin.
And for some reason, it's always sponsored by a local elected official.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, this is actually two of them. State Representative Kerry Benninghoff and State Senator Chris Dush are sponsoring, I'm not sure what that means, this shredding event. Now, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. Saturday, June 21st, next Saturday, from 8 to 11 a.m. If you have paper stuff that you just want to get rid of, this is a free shredding event. I will be there. In other words, I will stop by.
There you go.
Because I've got a whole backseat of car full of stuff that I just want to get rid of. And all you do is you bring it, they come, they unload your car for you, and they shred everything. So if it's old financial records, old paperwork, and so on, instead of burning it, which of course in some places you can't even do, I can where I live, some folks can't. All right, so mark this down. As far as I know, all you have to do is show up. You don't have to register. I think you just have to be there between 8 and 11 a.m. next Saturday the 21st at the dump. Okay.
That's right.
Near the Nittany Mall, Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority. I was going to ask our friend Amy, like, okay, come on, I got stuff to shred. And suddenly, this card shows up in my mailbox. Next Saturday, 21st. I mean, this weekend is crazy. The PIAA baseball and softball, is that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Is it Saturday?
The weather holds just Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. It's only 2 days. Okay. Bald Eagle plays on Friday. Yes. Going to be rooting for them at the softball park. Baseball games will be going on at the same time over at Medler Field.
Yep.
All right. Don't forget the Belfont Cruise. Hey, come on. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Giving away that free hot tub courtesy of Clearwater Pools and Spas. It's not too late to sign up, but man, that clock is ticking. All right. It's Wednesday. If you haven't signed up yet, you better do it like today or tomorrow. Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall, Daughter Equipment near Mill Hall, Pamp in Pleasant Gap, Maxwell Equipment in State College, Fisher's Market in Milesburg. Come on, if you haven't signed up yet, it's a free hot tub. It's like $7,000 hot tub.
That's right.
Come on. So sign up today and tomorrow, and we're giving this thing away, I believe, on Saturday, but the cruise actually starts on Friday.
Yep.
And then we've got this weird, bizarre, I think it is, Ironman event on Sunday. By the way, our friend Dave Gertis from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join us for a segment tomorrow. I'm sure he's going to talk about the Ironman. Oh, yeah, and it's Father's Day on Sunday. What are you getting, Dad?
Yeah.
All right, you got two dads.
Yeah.
Here, okay.
What you doing?
All right. Want some cake? You want some cake? Anything, all right. What are you going to get for Dad on Sunday? Make it good. Don't spend all your money on Mother's Day. Come on.
That's right.
Get something for Dad. Anyway, a lot of things coming up. Woo, this weekend. Crazy.
Busy little weekend.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Yes, what the heck is going on again in Los Angeles? Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe you've talked about this over the last 2 days.
A little bit.
I've got a thought or two or ten when we come back, and we'll take your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk here on a Wednesday. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Center Communications, Inc., Five Star Chrysler, Rick Snyder's Concessions, PAMP, Premier Garage, and Clearwater Pool.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
This summer, let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located at 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 in State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The State College Spikes 2025 season is just around the corner. The 40-game regular season home slate runs Friday, June 6th through August 28th and features three great bobbleheads honoring Paul Posluszny, Katie Schumacher Colley, and Guy Gadowski. Three Bark in the Park nights, E-L-G-S-E-S night on August 23rd. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment here in Happy Valley. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. DebtFix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's a Wednesday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Again, folks, we could go till this afternoon with a lot of these topics. I mean, it's like, really? It would be interesting to do a show today either in Detroit or in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Now, I assume they've got radio stations in Ann Arbor. I've been through Ann Arbor.
Or Honolulu.
Well, no.
I think we should do a show in Honolulu.
Okay, well, I won't argue with you on that.
All right.
I'm talking about Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I'm talking about Honolulu, Hawaii.
What the heck is going on at Michigan? All right. I've got a story here. For the second time this week, U.S. officials have arrested a Chinese scientist trying to smuggle biological stuff into the airport in Detroit. Now, this guy, and I won't try to pronounce the name, is a doctoral student from Wuhan, China. Oh, there's Wuhan, China again. He was going to plan to spend a year at the University of Michigan. Now, a while back, like a few days ago, they arrested two people from the University of Michigan on similar stuff. Now, can you imagine if these people were here at Penn State and we got these folks coming in from China with what the heck did they bring with them? Can you imagine what the hue and cry and the stories that would be out of here? Like, what the heck are the Chinese doing at Penn State? Well, in this case, it's what are they doing at Michigan? Michigan, are you following this? Why are you allowing these people to, you know, get on your campus, bringing a biological agents with them? What the heck is that? Can you imagine if that was happening here at Penn State? I don't know. What would your reaction be if this sort of stuff was happening here at Penn State? It's bizarre. So, again, we've got so many things flying around here. All right? We've got all the L.A. stuff. Let's start with this. Now, if you follow news, you know this already. Saturday is a big day. It's a big day on multiple levels. All right. First off, it's Flag Day. June 14th is Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day.
So we have a calendar here in our studio, and June 14th says Flag Day. All right.
There you go.
It's always been that way. June 14th also happens to be, by chance, the 250th anniversary of the United States Army. All right, we'll ring the bell for that. That's a big deal. All right, we're going back to the Revolutionary War. June 14th, 1775, the so-called Continental Army was officially formed. All right, they already had a bunch of guys in and around Boston, and they officially made them into an army. And that allegedly happened on June 14th, 1775, 250 years. We've mentioned this. Folks, we have a whole bunch of 250-year anniversaries coming up. All right? Declaration of Independence next year, Revolutionary War, this battle, that battle, this thing, that thing. We got a lot of 250s coming up here. So Saturday is a 250 for the Army. Now, President Trump, all right, and I am not, this is Scott, I am not in favor of this. All right, they're having this gigantic military parade in D.C. on Saturday. Says here 7,000 soldiers will take part, tanks and jets, and this whole gig. This is a multi-million dollar parade, and they're going to do special things. They're going to march. I've got one story. They're going to march through time, highlighting major conflicts through U.S. history. Okay. I just, when I think of a military parade, I think of the old Soviet Union and Communist China and some other places. I am not in favor of a military parade. It makes me cringe. Now, Mr. Ironhead, you may disagree. I just, like, why are we doing this?
It does not feel like the best use of resources at this particular moment, for sure.
And there's one other thing, Saturday, but let's take our caller here first.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I'm wondering now, because I know Scott said he's going to talk about Trump. Were you at, you weren't at that that riot, were you, Scott?
What, I'm what again?
In Los Angeles.
You weren't participating in the riot.
No, I was in...
You just gave another story on this supposed baseball game.
No, I was in Philadelphia, not in Los Angeles. Sorry.
Okay, well, Philadelphia is turning into a crap hole. I lived there. I was born and raised there. And boy, what a... The riot started there yet? I'm just wondering, so you weren't at the Los Angeles, because I figured like rhinos would be there with Mitt Romney, and maybe Bush would be there with Obama. And, you know, Bush Sr., fortunately, he's dead, so he's not there. You know, he's CIA, you know, whatever. But I want to get a head start on this, because thank God for President Donald Trump. He's finally sending in the Marines. I think they should use live bullets. And here's the key. Waving a communist flag or a Palestinian flag, get the hell out of my country. I'm Italian heritage. We came here in the 1800s. They didn't even teach us how to speak Italian because we were proud to be Americans. So you know what you need to do? Scoop all these people up. Hey, in that tear gas, put some sleeping gas in there. Put them all asleep, load them on the C-5s, and dump them on a deserted island. Maybe the one we tested nuclear bombs on. I really think the Marines, and I'm volunteering now. I know, like, NSA, my phone calls, I'm a private pilot. I will fly your A-10 Warthogs and strife them if you want. No problem. Or, you know, you can load them up and I'll listen. I'll even pay for the gas. I'll fly them over their countries of origin and kick them out, with or without a parachute. So I'm volunteering to do that. But when you burn buildings, I'm all for protest because I despise government. I like peaceful protests, but you burn businesses down, and you throw rocks at police and the military, and you fly a foreign flag. Get out of my country. And this is why I despise Democrats. You voted for a president to bring in 14 million illegal people in 4 years. You're a criminal, Joe Biden. And I'm not saying this to get attention. You're a criminal. Democrats that voted for him are criminals. You people do not belong to be in my country. And let me tell you something. If Donald Trump didn't get elected, 80 million armed Americans would have thrown the Democrats out. So you people need to thank God that this moderate president is taking moderate measures to get rid of these communist pieces of garbage that have infiltrated our institutions, our colleges, and our schools. Thank God. Because, let me tell you, it would not have been pretty. And I've been a patriot for 50 years, and I've got a lot of inside information. People within the military, ex-CIA, ex-FBI, Trump got elected for a reason. This country has had enough. Now, State College, it's like living in a movie set. State College is a whole different area, beautiful place. It's isolated from all this stuff. But when you come from big cities and you deal with these issues in the big cities with these criminals doing what they're doing, we've had enough. I'm just telling you, enough is enough.
Oh, boy.
First of all, let me ask you this.
Where do
we
start
here? What are you doing coming to my country flying a foreign flag and giving aid and comfort to the enemy? I got a good friend of mine. He's a good friend. We agree on most things, except he's a nut when it comes to immigration. He thinks anybody should just be able to walk over the border. You were pontificating, discussing, how did they do that? How did the Chinese bring these weapons in? You know, their suitcase nuclear bombs? People walking over the border, you don't know what they have. I couldn't get into a place without wearing a stupid mask, being 6 feet away. And they're walking over the borders. We don't know if they have a contagious disease, if they're bringing in weapons. You know how many people I've talked to with child sex trafficking with these individuals? And bringing in fentanyl and drugs? And we just sit there and go, oh, let's keep electing Democrats to continue this mess. No, this is revolutionary stuff. You think the Civil War was bad? Let me tell you, if this isn't fixed in 4 years, the Civil War will be a tea party because Americans are fed up. There are 400 million guns in this country, and people have had it. You know, I always said I'm 67. I wish I could be in my 20s again so I could, you know, I only have one life to give for my nation. Because let me tell you, if I were in my 20s, I'd be rattling people. There would be, you think, you talk about a militia, I'd have a militia the size of Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah,
enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, have a call. We appreciate it.
Again, folks, this is an open line program, so what were we going to say? Go ahead.
The one thing that is just watching the coverage, and I've been flipping around because I do like seeing what different networks, different folks are saying, and get the different perspectives. One of the things, it feels like this has changed over the years, where, and this is kind of across the board in society, is we do not like action until there is an actual crisis. And then, once the actual crisis occurs, then we go back and, wow, why didn't we do this to prevent the crisis? And I'm just watching a lot of the coverage, and as you would expect, Fox News is like, nope, this is good. Trump needed to get the National Guard in there, all of this. And I tend to be more on that side because, I've heard a couple of folks on CNN and on MSNBC saying, you know, this, people are trying to make the comparison to the George Floyd riots and all of that. This isn't that. And it's like, right, that what you're not putting at the end of that sentence is the yet. And what I think Donald Trump and company are trying to do is to prevent it from getting to that point. And I think this is how you prevent it from getting to that point. Just bear with me for a second, because again, I think this is across the board in our society. I think the medical community, and more so the medical insurance community, and I'm not going to get into the details of the who and what all's going on, but there was a friend of mine who the doctor recommended, listen, we need to get you on this particular drug, because otherwise I'm really fearful that you're heading toward a heart attack or a stroke. And said person said, all right, that sounds good. And so they put in the claim to the insurance company to get on this drug, and the insurance company comes back and says, well, we don't see any history of heart attack or stroke with this individual. We don't approve this unless there's been some sort of a heart complication. They're like, well, right, but do you understand what this drug does? Well, yes, it helps reduce the chances of that stuff occurring. Right. So what we're trying to do here, you're right. This person has not had a stroke or a heart attack yet. What we're trying to do, you see, is prevent this person from getting to that point. And they're like, well, if they have a heart attack or a stroke, we'd be happy to pay. And it's like, are you kidding me? And it's much as it would be like, hey, we see that, you know, the one area where we seem to do a good job of this. And there's a couple of areas, but like you go to the dentist, it's like, hey, we're starting to see a little erosion here. Maybe a little extra brushing there, or let's, give extra fluoride or whatever it may be here, or with your car maintenance. It's like, we don't wait until, let's see if that tire starts to really give you problems on the road, and then we'll replace it. No. You see, what we try to do is, hey, that's starting to get thin. We're going to go ahead and replace it before, you see, we get to the crisis mode. You don't wait till the tire blows out. Well, now we can replace it. Folks, yes, this is not as bad. This hasn't, I saw a couple people, you know, it's not like people are dying there. Right, how about we not get to the point where people are dying there? Hey, does that not sound like a good idea? Oh, let's not react like people are dying until people die. Then you can react. No. How about we actually try to get ahead of this and prevent that? It's just interesting to me. And these same people, again, if it got out of control, well, I don't know why more action wasn't taken ahead of time. Because you morons get upset when there's action taken ahead of time. Come on.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying, knuckleheads.
I see your point of view. I do. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have one more segment. I actually agree with a few things of our prior caller. He and I have crossed swords a few times. I actually agree with him, not on the militia stuff, no. A couple other things, yeah. All right, but let's take that break. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Prox. What the heck is he talking about? Well, you got to stay tuned. We'll come back after this.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Prox.
This summer, Let Sports Radio 98.7 FM reward you with some exciting prizes in our Summer Splash Contest. This Father's Day weekend, make sure you join us for the 36th annual Belfont Cruise in downtown Belfont. Sign up today at these following locations to be a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest. Pimp, located 136 South Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. Fisher's Market at the Y in Milesburg. Maxwell Equipment, just off the Shiloh exit of Interstate 99 and State College. Daughter Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. And at Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Keep listening for your next opportunity of being a finalist in our Summer Splash Contest with Sports Radio 98.7 FM The Fox.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise is Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th in downtown Belfont, Central Pennsylvania's largest car show. Get all the details on the fun, food, activities, and live entertainment. Visit BelfontCruise.org or call 814-280-5881. Sponsors include
Geisinger, Central Pennsylvania Institute of Science and Technology, East End Sales, Wise Market, Belfont Elks Lodge 1094, and Jerry Snyder's Concessions.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank. ditch, and of course, the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
Let's talk one final segment here on a Wednesday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is available for your use at 814-954-7266.
And we only have 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, tomorrow we'll have some open line time. Friday we'll have some open line time. So
sure.
All right, real quick. Saturday is a trifecta, if you didn't know this. All right, it's Flag Day. We've had that forever. It's the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. That's a big deal. All right. I can't believe this. It's Donald Trump's birthday. Of all the days on the calendar.
There you go.
Saturday is also Donald Trump's birthday. Oh, boy. And they're going to lump them all together on Saturday. And there's supposed to be nationwide protests again on Saturday. I'm sure somebody here in State College will show up at the Allen Street gates and they'll be doing something, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that, okay? Let's not let it get to the Los Angeles level, all right? Thankfully, that has not happened here. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. I'm sure State College police are going to be ready. They're already planning, you know, just, okay, let's keep our eyes open, all that sort of stuff. Yeesh. I mean, this whole immigration thing, folks, I try to reason and common sense my way through things. I'll never claim to have all the answers. I'm not nearly that smart. So I could be wrong on this. All right, but let's map this out. You know, this immigration thing, there's two kinds, there's two things here. There's legal immigration and there's illegal immigration. Now, I could be wrong. But the legal immigrants, these are the people that followed the rules, applied, were given entry to the country, all that sort of thing. I'm going to guess none of them are involved with these shenanigans in Los Angeles. I'm going to guess that. The legal immigrants don't want to go down that road. The legal immigrants, all right, I'm going to make somebody angry here. Let's take a chance. The legal immigrants want to become part of our country. They want to assimilate. They want to eventually be Americans. So the last thing they're going to do is what we're seeing on our TV screens and so on from Los Angeles right now. Then we have the illegal immigrants. Now, again, we have no idea. 10 million, 11 million, 14 million, 20 million. We have no idea how many people there are. I'm going to agree with our prior caller. These folks that skipped over the border, a lot of them got over the border and ran, and we didn't have enough people to catch them, so we don't know where they went. I mean, he mentioned, you know, communicable disease, maybe. Could they have been bringing something in? Well, heck, look at all the fentanyl busts that have been made. Yes, some of them were bringing stuff in. We know that. It's in crime reports, for goodness sakes. All these illegal immigrant criminals that have been busted and deported back or sent to a prison or something. Again, how on earth did those people get in the country? How did that happen? We should all be asking this question. How did that happen? And so when I see some of this LA coverage, right, this is just me, people burning the American flag, people spitting on the American flag on American soil, like here, and waving Mexican flags or Guatemalan flags or El Salvadoran flags or Colombian flags or wherever it is that they came from, and they're on top of cars and they're waving them around. These are people who want to assimilate into our country and become Americans? What, folks, do you really believe that? No. I think these are folks that got into the country. They probably, maybe, have a job, and they're making money, our money, and they have zero interest in assimilating into American society. That's this whole illegal immigration issue, that's number one on my list. All right, I've had the belief, I still do, that the great majority of these people are probably decent, honest people. They just came to America looking for a chance, looking for an opportunity to start their life or restart their life and get away from bad situations and get away from violence wherever it is they came from and so on. Unfortunately, they didn't come in the legal way. They came in through the illegal way, which is illegal means you broke the law. Okay? And allegedly, if you break the law, you're supposed to be punished. At least it used to be that way. I don't know if it still is. Hopefully it is. You're like, yeah, all right.
That's where you're at.
If these, this is me, and again, I'm going to make somebody angry here, but if these folks have zero interest in assimilating into American society and they're here illegally, we need to get them out. Now, how do you do that? Well, there's the $64 billion question, and it may actually cost that much. All right, who knows? Just if they came to America so they could start Little Havana or Little Guatemala or Little Turkey or Little wherever it is they came from, and they have zero interest in it actually assimilating into American society, then yes, I vote to send them home. Now, I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, that's a concern I've shared here on the show for many months. All right? 10, 11, 15, 20 million people. Exactly how do you deport all that? I mean, that's an unbelievable number of people. Can you imagine the price tag for doing this? Well, Trump and company are doing something. Now, we've seen all the stories about criminals being rounded up, actual criminals. Murderers, rapists, thieves, gang members, you know, all this sort of thing. Again, number one, how did these people get in the country to begin with? How did we allow that to happen? Folks, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, left, right, up, or down. We should all be asking this question. How did this happen? Number one. And number two, do we just want to let it lie or do we want to try to clean it up? Well, Trump and company right now are trying somehow to clean it up. And the problem, again, I've got to believe that staunch Democrats, and I'm talking about folks at the top of the ladder, not regular people, folks at the top, they've got to be cringing when they see this Los Angeles stuff, because this is cannon fodder, political material for Trump and company to use in any election campaign they want to use. They're essentially going to put it up there saying, is this what you want, America? You know, burning, cars burning, people fighting, waving flags of foreign countries and all this other stuff. All they got to do is put that on TV and say, America, is this what you want? And of course the answer is going to be, well, no. And yet these folks are walking right into it. Somebody, whoever's advising these people, if they have any advice, really bad advice.
Yep.
Caller, unfortunately, we got to go.
Please give us a ring tomorrow. We are just flat out of time for today. Again, Pirates baseball will roll your way this afternoon. 12:10 will be the airtime as the Buccos wrap up that series with the Marlins. And we hope you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Sports Radio 98.7.